Morning, everybody. I'm Avni Thomas. I'm a member here at CCK and married to David. I have two children, aged 8 and 10, and I'm a GP by profession. I was working in London before I moved down to Brighton about 8 years ago, and I got a job at Mylok Medical Centre up in Northport Slade. I gave that up last March to go freelance. The reason that that happened was to achieve a better work-life balance, really. My husband's in a demanding job, and the pressure to manage in the weekdays falls largely on me. So I wanted to achieve some flexibility in the hours that I worked and some control over that time. So currently, my roles are working as a freelance NHS GP. I'm also a student at Cardiff University doing an advanced skin medicine course, which finishes in June. I'm an appraiser of other GPs in Brighton and Hove. For the last 6 years, I've been providing a community minor surgery service to patients at Mylok Medical Centre, as well as getting referrals from other practices. 8 months ago, I set up my own private minor surgery clinic, which is what I've come to talk to you about today. I just wanted to go through the process of having done that, what my learning points have been in the last 8 months, and just some practicalities in setting up a new business. I've always been interested in skin medicine, which is dermatology and surgery, and I initially started working with a consultant dermatologist 10 or 11 years ago, where I learned all my basic skills. Since then, I've done quite a few courses which have advanced and honed my techniques and my skills. And I currently, in the local NHS in Brighton and Hove, provide an NHS service removing precancerous skin lumps as well as some superficial skin cancers, where we'll take referrals from doctors all around the city. There are also things like moles and skin tags and warts that come within the remit of this service. And I'm just going to go through a little bit of background into how the opportunity for my business arose. So I've just kind of mapped out what the current options are for skin treatments. As you all know in the media, you know, the NHS has been suffering a huge decline in money generally spent on everything, really, across the board. We're having to ration a lot of treatments across the board. One of the areas that has fallen victim to this is the treatment of minor skin lumps and bumps. So on one end of the spectrum, we have NHS treatment, and on the other is purely private treatment. On the bottom end here, I've got medically essential treatment, so things like skin cancers that absolutely, you know, you have to treat, otherwise it will lead to ill health for the patient. And then up top, you have cosmetic procedures, which are not medically essential, nice to have, but sometimes do cause quite a lot of loss of self-esteem, etc. So previously, forgive the medical jargon here, but I think it's just helpful for you to understand where my opportunities arisen from. The precancerous and cancerous lesions obviously fall within the NHS remit, still do medically essential treatments. There are then the things like the moles, the skin tags, the warts, which, if they're causing problems like getting infected or inflamed or painful, are still available on the NHS and always have been. On the bottom end, you might have patients who do have a skin cancer who choose to go privately, and that's their patient choice to do that. And on the top end are the plastics procedures, which have always been private and deemed as cosmetic procedures, talking about liposuction, breast augmentation, that kind of thing. Now, my opportunity really has arisen from the shift in the treatment of the more minor things like skin tags and warts, moles, things like that, which are not causing any problems, into the private sector. The NHS is now beginning to really harden up on this and remove funding for this area of minor skin treatment. That's why where I've been practicing those kind of minor operations for many, many years, and I saw an opportunity and a niche arising here where I could provide a service locally for my patients, which was affordable to them, and where the funding had now been removed. On the top end, just to clarify, the top end, the plastic procedures are something that it's not my interest to go into that field. It really is to stick in that niche that I've set out there. I started off by developing a business plan, which just gives a detailed background of who I am, my experience, my expertise. What my vision was for the service was to provide a local GP-led affordable service for my patients, which gave them that benefit. It also outlined benefits for the local NHS in terms of saving money, which is very tight, and for benefits to practices and GPs to have another option to refer their patients to locally. I needed to, obviously, we had to go through quite complex NHS regulations of a GP trying to set up a private service. It's not been done before formally like this. So I think the business plan just provided credibility for me to approach the NHS managers who were incredibly wary of endorsing or being seen to endorse any private ventures. It helped me to secure a contract with the practice manager in the practice where I now provide the service. In terms of, it outlined what kind of services I provide, what kind of skin lumps I'm chopping off, just shows them the benefits of what this service could provide. So it was a really helpful and credible document just to kind of approach these wary people with. So I did negotiate a premises, and it ended up being back at my local medical centre, which is a lovely new minor surgery suite. And I've got a business plan, and now I really needed to get going with this business, and the hard work really began to start bringing this idea that I had to life. The first thing was to develop the name and the logo. I wanted something very simple. We wanted something straightforward. I wasn't interested in a lifestyle-led type event, which was going to promise, synergy and balance and that kind of thing. Very straightforward, Brighton Skin Surgery. And the logo depicts the layers of the skin, and that's it. My website design, I've been writing the content for my website throughout this whole period and sourcing the photographs, and I got all of that together after some really hard work and gave that in to my website designer, who is 360 Creative, run by Pete Sanderman at this church, who put the whole thing together, and that was put it live. It was a really exciting time for me. It was a great day. I had to spend a long time thinking about my pricing. Obviously, this is the page that everybody's going to go to. And I looked at the competition. I looked at, you may have walked past in Brighton, things like Skin or A New You. There are clinics who offer beauty treatments, but they also have a dermatology surgeon or a plastic surgeon who'll visit the clinic to do quite major procedures, but also some of these more minor things which do fall in their remit. They were pretty expensive, actually, and why I decided to look at my prices and base them on how much a procedure would cost the NHS, and I thought that was a fair way of going around it, and that's what I've based my pricing strategy on. All the practicalities of developing stationery, business card, comps sheets, letterheads to start off my marketing, and the other necessary practicalities, I chose to register my business with the National Business Register, which in fact was a great resource in giving me names that were still available for the taking and domain names that were still available. I registered my change of status with the tax man, and I've registered as a sole trader. What I've done with the practice that I'm working from is to negotiate a contract where I'll pay them a package fee, which includes the rental of the room, as well as my assistant, all the utilities bills, cleaning bills, etc. So it's all included in that package. I have no employees. I opened a business bank account, which was actually very straightforward because I didn't need to borrow any money. So I'm very, very grateful for that, because it's been a reasonably low-risk setup from my point of view, and I know that won't be the case for everybody here. I set up a business line at home in order to take inquiries from patients, be able to give them post-operative wound care advice and that sort of thing. So I've done all the practicalities, got my stationery. There's no patient on my lovely couch there. So really, I needed to get on with my launch activity, which I had to tread quite carefully here. People in the NHS are just generally pretty wary of referring to anyone specifically privately or being seen to endorse private ventures. So I wrote a personal letter to all the GPs in Brighton and Hove, introducing the service, outlining the procedures that I provide, and what kind of skin lumps they could refer their patients for. I also encouraged them to give me feedback about the service and what they thought of it, because it is a brand new and novel thing that I've set up, and also to encourage the GPs and their patients to feedback to the service if they'd been through it and had a procedure done. This brought in my first few patients through the door, which was great. It was such an exciting time, and it really launched the business and got it going. It was alarming, though, after that first launch activity, how quickly the inquiries did start to drop off, and really realised that I couldn't sit back and I did need to keep my business in the forefront of my referrers' minds. And I've since then developed some leaflets that I've followed up, put with follow-up letters to the GPs to be able to give to their patients. And I have some here, should any of you want to take one away or just look at or have my number. So my next steps really are to keep thinking of fresh ideas. I'm going to be broadening my net a little bit more. I'm going to involve my sending personal letters to all the GPs in Worthing and Lancing, which is geographically pretty close to my loke. Continue to send reminder shots to all the Brighton and Hove GPs periodically. I'm at a really busy stage in my course right now, so this is my biggest challenge. It takes a lot of hard work and effort, and kind of, you know, just trying to manage everything is my biggest challenge at the moment. I may think about doing some incentivized leads later in the year. November and December were, my quietest period last year in the lead up to Christmas. And I may just think about doing some friends and family discounts or just using my client base that I've got already to push that forward a little bit. I'm starting to get some great patient testimonials that I'm going to use more strongly in my marketing to encourage more referrals. And so in summary, I've found that practically setting up the business per se has been pretty straightforward. The thing that I have learned to do, I'm not a natural businesswoman. I never thought that I would own my own business. This was something, you know, I've been an NHS worker. I've had an opportunity and I've had a vision, and I think God really blessed me with that, because it just, you know, never perceived myself as owning a business. And I've had to lean heavily on my husband, who is in the business sector, to learn from him and gain his wisdom about how to market this business particularly. The business doesn't come to you. That's another thing I've learned. You can't stand still. You've got to keep pushing yourself, making yourself be at the forefront of where your clients are going to be coming from. And really, you know, I love what I do. It's like a hobby. It's just exciting for me to be doing this work. And, you know, great to be getting paid for it too. So I'll end there. And if anyone has any lumps and bumps they want chopped off, please come and see me later. Thank you.